Hi, I work with Andrea Chiba and Fred Gage here at the Salk Institute. Regarding the function of the dentate gyrus and the hippocampal circuit, it has been hypothesized that the dentate participates by separating or distinguishing between very similar events or stimuli, or in the examples I'll show you today, between very similar contexts. Previous studies from other laboratories have shown, using in vivo single unit recordings in the awake and freely moving rats, that the dentate might accomplish this function by having specific firing, or having cells with specific firing rate distributions for different environments. So in this example, a rat is placed into one room and allowed to freely explore in that room for randomly spaced food rewards. He's then located into a second room where he accomplishes the same task and then finally returned to the original room. What you'll see in this example is that different cells indicated here with spikes indicated by the presence of a red dot will have different firing rate distributions in each of the two contexts. This group also showed that you do get different firing rate distributions even for very subtle differences in environments, recording environments. And so in our experiments, we're guided by a model which suggests that the dentate might also be distinguishing between very similar contexts by the recruitment of independent cell assemblies, or by having specifically cells that might be dedicated or have dedicated activity to one environment but not others. And so this forced us to reevaluate our concept of a context, and we decided to add a behavioral context. And what that means is a context that has some sort of behavioral relevance or difference to the animal. And so in this example from our laboratory, and this is again in vivo single unit recordings in freely moving rats, a rat is placed into a flower pot where there is a randomly spaced food reward, or followed by a circular track where the rat is trained to run around the track for a reward that is placed in a reliably rewarded location, and then finally a circular cheese board where again there's a randomly spaced food reward that the rat can forage for. And I want to mention that in this context there is a task that the rat must perform. Also, all of these environments overlap in coordinate space. The track is placed on top of the cheese board when the rat is running on it, and the flower pot is placed on top of the cheese board when the rat is in it. And what we see is that single cells might exhibit firing with large firing rates indicated in red here in one environment but not the others, even though the rat might cross the same point in the two environments. And we do see that we have cells that might fire on the track but not the cheese board or the flower pot, or cells that fire on the cheese board but not the track or the flower pot. And in future experiments, we would like to determine the circumstances under which the dentate might use one method of distinguishing between different contexts instead of or in combination with another rate code. Also, our laboratory in the future is interested in looking at the internal contexts, such as like the internal state of the animal in different environments and how that affects activity in the dentate, as well as how adult-born neurons or adult neurogenesis in the dentate affects dentate gyrus function as well. Thank you.